Where were you during the partition?
I was in Madras. South India wasn't affected. It was only the North Bengal and the western, northwestern side. Mm-hmm. Those were the places where a part of India had to go to Pakistan. So in those places, there was a lot of unrest over there. But it didn't affect us. But many of the South Indians had been there, you know. They were employed and all that, and so they also had to come back. Mm-hmm.
So did you see any, did you witness any of your, people that you knew coming back from?
Yeah, but we knew, not that we knew them, but after they came back, they had to look for their own ways of life and all that. They had to work very hard for their living. And that way, they were very, very studious people, and they did come up well, and many of them had to get, they had to have their children educated and all that. And, most of them were businessmen who came from the south, from there.
Were they native South Indians?
No, they were North Indians.
Oh, okay.
Punjabis, Hindus, and things like that. But still, they had to move down. In South, they felt that it would be cheaper for them to stay there, mm-hmm. and the better the future for them, so they came down. And they did settle down here, and they took up any job that came to them. Like a taxi driver's job, anything that they could get for a living, you know. They were very hardworking people. Mm-hmm. And they came down penniless, and many of them survived so well, and they did so well in their respective professions, mm-hmm. that they built up their fortune so well, and they're all so well off now.
Did any Muslims have to leave Madras?
Yeah, some of them had to, because they didn't want to stay there. It's not that we chased them out, because we've been there for a long time, both Indians and Hindus and Muslims. They were united and they could stay together. But many of them opted to go back. So such people went back. But some people who had their businesses here and they were established people, they didn't want to go.